Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. No, 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Friedberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, also Invest and Beat the Pros, also Personal Finance and Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management. And Barbara, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, largely, about these robo-advisors, these financial planning robo-advisors. You know, when I think about these things, though, Barbara, I think about garbage in, garbage out. You know what I mean? Sometimes I worry, human beings, I mean, I know the algorithms, when you set them up, they work. But human beings set them up, and human beings make mistakes. And also, I think about the hacking of all this. Are we giving these robos information that could be hacked? I mean, I don't know what's the exposure. What's the downside? Do we balance that against the advantages?
Well, let me ask you: do you use your bank online?
Yeah, I do.
Do you ever? Well, of course.
All the time.
And most of us do today. The security that they use, the robo-advisors, is the same as your bank.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look, you can never say never, but
if
they've got the security of a bank, and most of them do, and frankly, my Target card has gotten hacked, my Home Depot account has gotten hacked, my bank has never gotten hacked. So, and I have yet to hear of a story of a robo-advisor account getting hacked. So I would say if you're comfortable banking online, you're going to be comfortable using a robo-advisor.
What's the difference?
I say that is,
how do I approach, do I need a different robo-advisor if I'm a millennial or if, as opposed to being a baby boomer, or do I use the same device with just different, answer the question differently?
Well, there are really, I'd say, maybe 30 or 40 viable robo-advisors today that are, you know, up and have a decent amount of capital. And they all have different little tweaks, different offerings, a little bit different services. And I actually offer a comparison chart of those on my website.
Right. Yeah, that's a great resource.
Yeah, it is a great resource. It's, you know, everything you want to know about robo-advisors, you can get on RoboAdvisor Pros. But anyhow,
I want you to say that again, folks. This is what Barbara is offering you, and we actually helped her launch this a while back. She talked about it before it became final, and then we actually launched it on the show. Say it again slower so people can know how to go there. And folks, this is just to help you choose a robo advisor. Go ahead.
Absolutely, it is called Robo Advisor Pros.
With an S.
With an S, mm-hmm. Yes. And you just Google it, and it will come up. You can get a comparison chart. Actually, I have a wizard on the site where you answer some questions,
right,
and you will get a list of robo-advisors that might be right for you.
Mm-hmm. Including and seven you recommend for millennials.
Yes, and I've actually got an article on the website with a list of robo-advisors for millennials.
Mm-hmm.
I have another article that discusses the best robo-advisors for retirees. So really anyone can use any robo-advisor.
Is a robo-advisor more for investing than trading? Aren't they?
Yes.
They're more for people who want to invest.
Yes.
See, this is my real nit with Wall Street these days and the financial news industry, is you almost never hear them talk about investing. It's almost always trading, and you know what's the stock market doing this minute, And I just think that's not good for our economy. It's not good for the capitalization of our businesses. We need to get back to investing, don't we?
Absolutely. Trading is a good way to lose money.
Well, it's a good way to build tension and instability in the economy too.
Yeah, and for your listeners who don't know what trading means, it means buying a stock today, selling it tomorrow in hopes of making a few bucks and that money adding up. And typically you lose when you trade.
Right.
Investing is more putting your money in smart investment funds for the long term. And you're really investing in American businesses and watch that money grow and compound over time.
You're just trying to get a return on your money. Since interest rates are so low, you know, a lot of people are turning to stocks. A lot more of mine is real estate. I don't mind admitting that. I'm a little more comfortable with real estate than I am with Wall Street. So I've got a higher percentage in that. I'm not a mogul. I just have some real estate that I like because I understand real estate, Barbara. Is there a robo advisor for REITs and real estate?
Actually, many of the robo advisors include real estate funds in their selection.
Good for them. I like that.
Yes, absolutely, and I like real estate as well.
An underlying commercial real estate of a stock is, I think they're going to be less volatile than some of these others, it seems to me. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more of this wisdom from Barbara Friedberg. She always makes us smarter. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.